Salam, everybody. This is Kai Pacha from the Abu Dhabi Desert in United Arab Emirates. And I spent the night out in the desert under the full moon. That was the thumbnail was the full moon there rising behind the palm tree, and caught a little fire dancing for this fiery moon in Aries, conjunct Eris, fiery Aries. And just after joining together with fiery Chiron, all in the sign of Aries, opposite that beautiful sun in Libra, just before it goes into Scorpio. So Friday, the sun moves into Scorpio. By Thursday, we have the exact Mars square Pluto. This is a Plutonian fire dance. And if you hang on to the end of the Pele Report, there's a couple more dances. There's a whirling dervish belly dance. So we have this Scorpio energy coming in here, mixed with the fire of Aries on the full moon. This guy was really great. I can see him. Anyway, yeah. So what else is happening? Well, that full moon, like I say, the full moon is conjunct Eris, opposite the sun, really square Pluto. And then the other thing that I'm going to be talking about in the report today is the finger of God. The finger of God is Uranus at 13 degrees plus down there in Taurus, 150 degrees over to station going direct Mercury over there at 10 Libra. And then also in 150 degree aspect to Venus up there in Sagittarius. And this finger of God aspect is super powerful. I would say that it is active all week. And yeah, mixed together with the Mars square Pluto, sun going into Scorpio, we've got some real energy coming up here. And the last thing is, thank goodness that Venus will be moving into a square with Neptune by next Tuesday. That will be exact, so she's gonna mellow things out a little bit here for us all. In the meantime, the moon on Saturday goes into Gemini, opposing Venus there for a little bit, squaring Neptune. And then by Monday, she is going to be moving into Cancer. And when she moves into Cancer, there's going to be a little bit of, that'll be coming up next week. So we can talk a little bit more about that when she goes into Pluto. We'll see what really happens. And I would like to keep on talking because I wanted, this guy is just, it was such a great show. I hope that you could watch this on your big screen TV or something instead of your telephone, because it's great stuff. Next thing that I wanted to mention was that I did a full 90-minute What the Bleep is Going On for the New Paradigm School, but I have posted it up on the on my website, and I didn't really want to post it on YouTube. I don't want to get censored. I talk much more in depth about what's happening, not only from the Jupiter-Saturn-Pluto conjunction of 2020, but I go into 2022 and all the way up to 2026, explaining the planetary energies that are happening. So there'll be a link for that video down in the notes below this Pele report. You click the show more, go down into the notes underneath the mantra, and there you will find a link to What the Heck is Going On Hope you enjoy.
Salam. This is Guy Pacha with the weekly Pele Report. And it is October 20th for the year 2021. I am with, this is Jojo and Jamil. They're keeping me company for, look at, oh, geez. Look at that. Anyway, what is going on? The full moon. I got a picture of the full moon last night. I'm including a couple of the dances here that we're experiencing in the desert. And it is fire time. I included a fire dance because the moon, the full moon, is in the fire sign of Aries, the warrior. Not only that, so the sun is in Libra, the moon is in Aries, and it is conjunct Eris. Yeah. And very shortly after that, of course, it's going to square Pluto. And Mars is already square Pluto. That is exact tomorrow, Thursday. So we have a Mars square Pluto, full, moon coming in, making a T-square. So we have Moon opposite Mars, square Pluto, then comes around, hits Eris, opposes the Sun, and then moves along and comes into a conjunction with Chiron. So we have three planets now, Eris, Chiron, and the Moon, right here in this fire sign of Aries. We also have Venus up in the fire sign of Sagittarius. And by next week, she's closing in on a square to Neptune. So these are very powerful aspects. And what I want to talk about today, of course, then, is this Yod. The Yod of Uranus in conjunct Mercury and Venus. Venus and Mercury in a sextile. This is called the Finger of God. And it is a very challenging, kind of a fateful destiny energy that happens when we have the Finger of God aspect. And when we combine, it's interesting because Mercury is the lower octave of of Uranus. You gotta give me a break here because it's frickin' 6 o'clock in the morning, man. So Uranus is the higher octave of Mercury. So Uranus is the personal unconscious, which has to do with our genius, the process of individuation, revolutionizing, rebelling, opening the third eye into a liberated, enlightened state of consciousness. And the lower octave of that Uranus is Mercury. Just our left brain, linear, logical, rational thinking and communicating. So when we put these in a 150-degree aspect, that in conjunct is kind of Mercury breaking away from Uranus, and it's an adjustment. This is an adjustment. So we may have a time period here this week where, and Mercury is stationing right there. So it's actually exactly in conjunct next Sunday, this Sunday. So this whole time period now is kind of getting downloads, Uranus-Mercury downloads. But these downloads may also come from other people. Mercury is in Libra. We may get these aha revelations, aha moments through these conversations where we meet new people, we meet eccentric people, we meet super intelligent people, we meet people that shine the light on something for us that was previously unconscious. And this is exactly what the full moon does, because the full moon is our deeper personal, emotional, subconscious realms. And when it's illuminated in a full moon, it brings up the unconscious. So this is just like a week where it's either coming up from within us, where we have new revelations and aha moments, and we are awakened to new possibilities, new potentials, new realities. Or we get shocked, we get surprised, we get somebody else coming in with some information that could be unsettling, could be disturbing, can be kind of like we thought things were this way, and we find out that they're not. And this can even be, of course, this is the collective consciousness. This is also saying that we can have some news reports. We can have information surfacing. I got this video, I received a video where Fauci and a bunch of guys were sitting there planning a pandemic in like 2013. And they're sitting in this circle discussing how they can, find a way of shooting everybody up. I mean, so there may be revelations. There may be news reports. There may be shocking, surprising events happening. And then the other thing is what? Venus up there in Sagittarius as the other finger of God, right? And what is it? Sagittarius is truth. So this is a very profound time. This week, the exact aspect, of course, with Venus is was yesterday. But still, it's at 13 degrees. She's not moving that fast. So, by aspect, this is all still very much happening. Yeah. It's kind of an intense time. And of course, Aries is the pioneer, powerful, sovereign entity, where this is really a time period of us getting in touch with our personal power to mold and shape our own personal destiny. So I want to read to you a couple of Sabian symbols today because they are really amazing. What happens is, the Venus Uranus, again, Uranus is unstable. Uranus is, things are experimental. It's time to experiment with new ways of being in relationship. And Mercury, Venus, new ways of communicating, and we really need to talk things over that maybe have been buried for a long time, or things really coming up in our relationships, in our personal relationships. And these things can change the way that we go forward from here. But the answer to the finger, so it's upsetting. The finger of God is upsetting. It's disturbing until you figure it out. And the way to figure it out is to take the opposite point of, so we're going to take the opposite point of Uranus at 13 plus degrees of Taurus, and that's going to put us in 14 degrees of Scorpio. And the Sabian symbol for the 14th degree of Scorpio, you know my favorite book. There it is. Telephone linemen at work installing new connections. The need to establish new channels of communication. The growth of community, feeling among separated human beings, requires the development of constantly more complex means of interchanging feelings and ideas. Wherever this symbol is found, the indication is that such channels of communication are essential for the success of any interpersonal relationship. They are not only to be built, but to be used significantly and wisely. New channels of communication. And that means communicating perhaps about things that you have not communicated about before. As well as finding new ways of getting your point across. New vocabulary, new means, new avenues. Now the full moon herself is also super powerful. So it's a challenging time these days where we need to like really step into our power and step forward. But the good news is a man becoming aware of spiritual forces surrounding and assisting him. The realization at any level of existence that one is never alone, and that the community, visible or invisible, is sustaining one's efforts. If we keep in mind that we are not alone, we are spiritual beings, we have spiritual assistance, we have angel beings and planetary beings and earth spirits and gnomes and fairies and time spirits, and I mean it goes on and on, right? The invisible spiritual beings and forces at work in this world, in our lives, in our soul, in our destiny, as well as, you know, we can deliberately choose to follow the dark path of ego isolation, which sooner or later always leads to destruction and self-loss in matter. So every individualized organism is part of a larger organized whole. Whether or not it is aware of this or of the sustaining power of the whole. So we are woven into the tapestry of life, and we will not be dropped out. We will not be abandoned. This is the beautiful energy of that sun in Libra, illuminating now the full moon in Aries. That just kind of brings me, you know, right into what I feel is a very powerful time. I said this is a new beginning. Last week I said, let the games begin. You feel the energy of that new moon-Mars-Sun conjunction a couple weeks ago. Now it's coming into fruition. And it's going to continue deeper on. And as Mars comes in to square that Pluto and Moon comes down into Cancer, yeah, by Sunday, we have the Moon opposite Pluto squaring Mars. And the Sun has then moved into Scorpio. So we've got this, you know, Libra is light and air, and then the Sun is moving now into Scorpio. We're going to have a month of deep power exchange, power fulfillment, power struggles, power shifting and moving. We're going to see, I don't want to say it's going to hit the fan, this month, but there's going to definitely be possibly some secrets revealed. There's going to be some new information. I think some truth is going to come out, and it may be unsettling, and it may disturb some people. Whether it is in your personal relationships and you are inwardly disturbed and you need to adjust and change and stand up for yourself in your relationship and your sovereignty and your truth, or whether it is society and social and we need to step out into the streets and, you know, protest against these ridiculous mandates and all this, you know, stuff that, you know, the government is dumping down upon us in so many different countries. So this is really kind of a time of revolution. It's a kind of a time of stepping out, stepping forward, where we have had enough. And that is what the mantra today states for us, as well as the song, Get Up, Stand Up. Stand up, follow your rights. Woo! Yeah, that's what it is about. And talk about a revolution. Talk about a revolution. I gotta say, I really thought the new paradigm was gonna be this wonderful age of Aquarius. We're all gonna sing and dance, but it turns out that we actually need to overthrow the established old patriarchal patterns and institutions. And we're gonna need to, like, with our energy, you know, and hopefully it can be a peaceful revolution. But we, over these next couple of years, I really feel that we are going to be called more and more, stronger and stronger, louder and louder, to gather together and possibly overthrow some of the old, how can I say, outdated, outmoded, no longer working, no longer healthy, no longer good institutions, leaders, corporations, companies, educational institutions, those that are just really holding us back from the full realization of our potential as individuals and as community. This is the birthing of the age of Aquarius. So I have now had enough of being told what's right and wrong. I am a powerful, sovereign being and will follow the beat of my drum. You want to repeat this over? You may need to repeat this over a few times this week when you hear some news, or it's necessary for you to deliver some news and stand in that Venus and Sagittarius, standing in your truth, standing in your sovereignty. You have had enough. We have had enough. It's time now for truth to prevail. And in time, truth always does prevail. And this is one of those times. So, knock it out, man. Get up and stand up. Here we go, one more time. I have now had enough of being told what's right and wrong. I am a powerful, sovereign being and will follow the beat of my drum. May you follow the beat of your drum, and may you dance into the sunrise. Let me get that sunrise. Here we are. Where is that sun? Where'd that sun go? It's over JoJo's head? Oh, I can't even. Where'd this? Is it high up in the sky? Oh, it's just too bright. It's so big. You can't really see it. All right, anyway. All I can say is me and JoJo. Come here, JoJo. Get this. Namaste. Aloha. So much love.
Hell yeah.